this morning from the east and from the west. Unfortunately, the rector is busy, the principal is busy this morning with somebody in his office, but he will be there just now. So we may just as well, shall I say, introduce. Perhaps I should say something about the university.
Yes.
Now, I just want to say, as far as the, I don't think it is for me to sketch the background history of the Indian community.
May I ask you one question? The transmigration of the soul, do you take it as science or religion?
Yes, maybe take it as religion.
Then, what is your definition of religion?
My definition of religion is that which has to do with your ultimate concern. Ultimate concern.
Yeah.
I mean, I can make religion out of, if my ultimate concern is money, then that is my religion, to put it that way. I mean, or the ideology, and so forth. But it is my ultimate concern. What is my ultimate concern in life? What is my ultimate concern? Every man is religious, either homo religious, to put it in there. He is religious, the certain word he wants to eat, he has to have this.
So, the transmigration of the soul, you take it as religion.
Yes.
It is not a science.
We haven't progressed so far.
But so far we are concerned, that is the basic principle of our father investigation in religion.
Yes.
We are preaching Krishna consciousness, that is on the basis of Bhagavad Gita. So, the beginning of Bhagavad Gita is the teaching of transmigration of the soul. Dehinasmindhathadehi kaumanidhurvanam jara tathadehantaraprati. So, that is our first concern. Dehantaraprati. This body will not exist. And we have to accept another body. Krishna said, Dehantara Prati, another body. Now, there are 8,400,000 different types of body. Which body I am going to accept? There is no education. So I am kept in darkness. So what is the value of my existence?
You make your future.
Yes. I do not know what is my future. What is my education?
Yes. Yes, that is one standpoint.
That is the men's standpoint. Taking education in the university, I do not know what is my future. Then where is the education? I am in darkness.
Yes, but the main thing is, from the Hindu point of view, you have your...
It is not the Hindu point of view.
Yeah.
It is science. Tathadehantara prati, that is applicable both for Hindus, Muslims, Christians, everyone.
Yes.
Just like a Hindu child and a Muslim child, does it mean that Hindu child will not grow to become a young man, only the Muslim will grow? Uh-huh. The Hantra Prati, a child becomes a boy, that is equally applicable to the Hindus, to the Muslims, to the Christians, to everyone.
Of course, yes.
Then where it is the religion? It is the science.
Yeah, but the Christian, for example, says this.
I say some practical. A Hindu child becomes a boy, and Christian child also becomes a boy. You cannot say that because you are Christian, you will not become a boy. Can you say like that?
Oh no.
Or because you are Christian, you will not become an old man. Can you say like that? So it is a science. So if this science is not in your university, then you are in darkness.
Yeah. Now we teach you that religion, but whether you
say again, you say religion. It is not religion, it is science.
Fine, you say it's science, I said
no. Now you have to say, because you also grow, you can also grow old man like me. Not that because you are Christian, you will not grow old man like me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is the first proposition, that if you keep people in darkness, he does not know what is his future, then what is the use of education and university?
So do you mean that the university should be abolished?
Not abolished, but education means that he must know what is your position.
But do you respect, I want to know what is the line of demarcation between science and religion?
Science means which is applicable to everyone. Religion is described in the dictionary kind of faith. Faith, I may be Hindu today, tomorrow I may be Christian. That is, I can change.
But this is not the definition of true religion.
Then I am not talking of religion, I am talking of science. Religion is a kind of faith. You may believe or you may not believe.
No, there is no question of belief. The question is whether what is the difference between religion and science? If difference is no, then the learned person can make him right or wrong at that time. But unless and until the demarcation of lying between the
that we can say like this, that 2 + 2 = 4. This is applicable to the Hindus, Muslims, Christian, everyone. This is science.
Yes. No, I understand. I know where your argument is going to.
Yes.
But in any case, let us beg to differ. Because let us accept it. I just want to say, I agree with you in this sense. I agree with you in this sense, Swami, that if we do not pay attention to the religious side, then we keep the view in dark. So we have to, on the religious side. Professor, what do you see? Yes, the director. Okay, I'm going to help you. To visit our honest Swami,
Principal of the University.
And this is from Peter Manson and Professor Mara Ashina and all the other ladies and gentlemen. Science was
talking about. Would you like to first ask you the topic?
Yes. Thank you.
You can explain what I was talking.
Yes. So, the idea is that now you have secular states, because the religion as it's being taught today is being accepted simply or seen simply as some kind of dogma that can't be proven. Some kind of blind faith. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is giving scientific evidence, reason, how the existence of the soul can be proven. Religion means there must be soul. But people, they don't understand how soul is existing. They think it's simply beyond their conception or comprehension. Krishna has made it so reasonable to understand existence of the soul than any sane man would accept. For example, Krishna says, Dehi nosmi mita dehi kumaram jovanam dara. Any person can accept that they had a youthful body, childhood body, and then old man's body. The change of body is always there. And after this body, we can reasonably accept that there is another body. Just as from childhood to youth, there is change of body. From youth to old age, there is change of body. Similarly, old age, death, and then there is another change of body. But in all circumstances, I'm still the same person. My body has changed, but still I'm experiencing that I'm the same identity, the same person. So this education is lacking in the university, because generally speaking, all of the sciences and the universities are simply dealing with this body, simply dealing biology, physics, chemistry, simply with the body. So where is the question this is not science? It is science. It is the science of the soul. When our spiritual master went to Massachusetts Institute of Technology, it's a very well-known technological university, he questioned the faculty and students there that you are the most advanced technological university in the world. Where is that department that tries to understand the difference between a dead body and a living body? So this is science. You can't say that it's not science. And it should be accepted as science by university professors and taught as such. Otherwise, if we simply turn our back on this philosophy, Krishna says, Rajavija, this is the king of knowledge. This is not some sentimental proposition we're putting forward, but it is the king of knowledge, that the soul is existing and after this body, there will be another body. So real education, therefore, just like you come to the university, you want to get a better job. Not that you go to the university so that you can work an elevator when you come out. You go to the university to increase your standard of living. You have higher standard of living. So real education, similarly, is that you can have higher standards of existence in your next life. Not that I come to the university and live like animals and then have to be demoted to the body of an animal in my next lifetime. Rather, the real education is how we can be elevated from this human existence to higher existence, or to spiritual, eternal existence. So the purpose of the science of Bhagavad Gita is just that janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatpataha. If you understand God in truth and fact, then tatpadeham punar janma naiti. You'll never take birth again in this material world, but you'll go back to the spiritual world called Vaikuntha in Sanskrit language. Vaikuntha means the spiritual world, the place where there is no repetition of birth and death, where there is no anxiety.
No anxiety.
Excuse me, sir. We recognize 6 great religions of the world. Are you suggesting that the adherents of all the other religions of the world should accept as a science this doctrine of reincarnation and transmigration of souls? Are you suggesting that everyone, irrespective of the prince that they belong to, should accept the doctrine of reincarnation? Is this what you are suggesting?
Exactly.
I want an answer. Are you suggesting that every person, whether it is Muslim or Christian or Buddhist or Jew or Parsi or anybody else for that matter, should accept the Hindu doctrine of transmigration or reincarnation of soul, in order that he may be called a religious person or
scientist? The difficulty is that we are talking of transmigration before on scientific basis, but you are trying to give it a Hindu color. Why? To become, I have already explained, to become old man is equally applicable to the Hindus, Muslims, Christians. So why you say it is Hindu belief? It is not Hindu belief, it is a science. Why are being Hindu, Muslim, Christian? I do not know why.
The real question between this statement of Mr. Professor and you is that what is religion and what is science? Unless the nation of science and religion defines.
Yes, science is applicable to everyone.
But when you use reason for proving your.
Yes, this is the reason.
A child
is becoming boy. A boy is becoming a young man. A young man is becoming.
Logic, and logic is philosophy. So philosophy is knowledge of generality, while the science is knowledge of particularity. So science, philosophy can be the subject of religion, but not the science can be the subject of religion. It is not religion.
First of all, forget religion. I am talking of science, that a boy is becoming young man, and young man is becoming old man. This is science. What is the same principle?
Religion.
Does it mean that only the Hindus become old men? This is the principle.
Yeah, my problem as a simple layman is how to make God relevant to the issues of the day. Since God, God's relevancy can only be related to the firmament, the problem becomes even more complicated. I have to deal with practical situations, everybody in a university.
This is practical situation.
And that, as I would agree, it is one of the neglected avenues of learning that we have not
been able
scientifically, I think this is the point that you're trying to make, that we have not been able to absorb into scientific studies those spiritual components which go up to make the whole of man. I would agree, I think it's one of the great shortcomings in our modern educational system that we, not that we do not accept it, I think basically as an infrastructure we accept it. But it's like a house. When you look at all the superstructures, you do not inquire too deeply about the foundation of that superstructure. And now your point is that the time has come for society and the world to find out if there are cracks in the superstructure, whether these cracks are just superficial cracks or whether they're caused by foundational cracks or shifts in the corners of the foundational structure. And I believe that this is not entirely a question of, but it's certainly not a question of whether, you know, Hinduism or Christian or Islam.
It is a foundation.
It's the foundation.
Yeah.
We know so little about the foundation. When when the rich man in the Bible asked the Lord to send this poor man down to warn his brothers, the Lord said they've had all the prophets all the years and they haven't listened. Any new evidence they will not accept either. I think that we have enough evidences around us. We need not seek more evidences, except I believe through more direct contact with the workings of the Holy Spirit itself. which I think is available, but again, which I agree with you, I don't think we have exploited enough yet to use that word advisedly, because the Spirit is there.
Yes.
It knoweth and it listeth. It is for us to, you know, to get attuned to that Spirit. And now the point is that we are concerned with who is going to do this. There has just been written a book in England, which I haven't read, and I hope to order it, but I've only seen the advertisement, named in Biology of God, which takes into consideration the points that you have raised here. Of course, there's a lot of objections to this book in principle. You know, how can a man try to biologize God, to give him a physical, scientific being in terms of modern life? But I think, you know, in the last book in the Old Testament, Malachi, there is a, when the Lord was complaining about all these people who bring blind animals as a sacrifice, or lame animals, or weak animals, you know, the poorest in their flock, they bring their sacrifices to the Lord. And he said, you know, it's not sacrifices that I want at all. If you bring this kind, it's obedience. It's truth. Because it's only truth that brings knowledge. It's truth that I want. But then he goes on to say, now, you must, I think this is the challenge that you were referring to, how do we open more windows from God, or from the Spirit of God, onto this present world today? Now, of course, the good Lord is still God, and he uses
transformation of souls, and I include everything else, the vision and the loss. And when I speak about science in English language sense, the science and the vision of my life, I have a problem.
Even the word, the German word Wissenschaft, that we normally use, which covers, as you say, everything. This is not translatable. Word science is.
But in Sanskrit, there are two words, Gyan and Vigyan. Gyan means theoretical knowledge, and Vigyan means practical knowledge. So Vigyan is taken as science. It's like you theoretically, you know that two hydrogen oxygen mixed together becomes water. And when you do it practically in the laboratory, that is science. Vigyan. So, Jnana Vigyana Saitam. In the Bhagavad, it is said, Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vigyana saman. Knowledge of God should be a practical application in life. That is Vigyan. And according to our philosophy, unless one has got perfect knowledge of his self-identification, he remains an animal. He remains an animal. Just like a dog is thinking, I am dog. But similarly, if I think I am Hindu, then what is the difference? Or if I am thinking I am this or that, or the bodily conception of life, the shatu buddhi punapiti dhatu. If one is thinking in terms of bodily conception and this body, and based on this foundation, sadhik kalatradi subhoma idjadhi, our family, society, national, so many things we are building up on this bodily conception of life. So this kind of buddhi kunapiti dhatuti sadhik kalatra visubhoma ijjadhi. jati prabuddhi galilena parisi janesu avikyesu saiva gopara. Such person is no better than the cow and the asses, because he is giving his identification with the body, which he is not. And basic realization is, aham brahmasmi, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And the Bhagavad Gita explains, brahma bhuta prasanna atma nasodhati natantati samat sarvesu bhutesu madhavakti namati para. One, when he is on the platform of brahma realization, then he becomes jubilant, prasanna atma nasodhati natantati. That life is required, brahma realization. That is education.
But now, do you not think that Christianity and Islam accept this as well?
I do not say which religion accepts and which religion doesn't. But unless one understands that he is not this body, he is different from this body, his education is important.
But do I mean that up to now, your excellency were bringing the question of transmigration in the field of pure science, and now you are also taking that subject of God in the sphere of science?
It is not God. God is far away. First of all, I must know what I am. God is long, long distant.
But what he should mean
about God? I tell you, understand what you are. Whether you are this body or something other than the body. That is first.
Whether we are different or separate from God or we are God. Yes,
that also dog can say, I am also God. That is not very difficult.
Then God says or not, it is the question
between us. Oh, that bodily conception of life is dogism. Dog thinks I am dog. Cat thinks I am cat. Similarly, if I think I am Hindu, I am Christian. So what is the difference? Because you are giving some name of religion, therefore you are better than God.
But you respect, I want to know that God knows that He is God and
why do you bring God? I am not talking
dog,
of God.
Dog.
I am talking of the soul.
No, the dog knows that he is dog?
Yes, he knows the body and dog. That's all.
Not about body.
Yes.
I am asking the question whether dog knows that he is dog. Cow knows that she is cow.
Unless he knows that I am dog, why he is barking?
Dog is barking, but he possesses discriminated knowledge.
That you do not, because you are not dog, you cannot understand what God is thinking.
What about discriminating?
You cannot say what dog is thinking. You cannot say what dog is thinking, because you are not dog.
But you are about.
But you have to become God, then how dog is thinking. For the present, as you do not know what is dog.
If we just start the lecture, we have the dog barking there.
Yes.
And we have to go for the lecture at 11 o'clock. Yeah. Unfortunately.
What is the lecture?
There's students have been invited to Kirtan in Kanaka Prabhupada.
Kirtan?
Another place.
Might I just explain, I do not know whether we will have an audience. Might I just first of all say thank you very much for coming to the university. Yeah. We are very honored also, sir, that you've been able to come. Your guests have come, that you've been able to come. Thank you very much for visiting the university. I unfortunately have a cricket committee of my council meeting this afternoon, and the camp is coming over shortly, so I will unfortunately not be able to attend your lectures. Thank you very much for coming. Some of you have been here before. We have this week a student break for a week before they start their examinations. So I do not know whether Professor Westhaven will have an audience at all. Maybe a few members of staff. Thank you very much for coming.
There is no audience for the things of our next class.
Well, Professor Woodstation here will take charge of you, but if there isn't an audience, I agree that one must be careful not to press too far, to maybe more in the nature of a seminar. There might be people sitting around like this, and then there could be discussions rather than talk, but that would depend on whether there is an audience. You know, students are funny people. They must be very strongly motivated before they will get come away from their examination.
Well,
thank you very much.
You can stay, I can go.
A request from the West Haven to his Department of Human Studies and Material Science and Religion, Science of Religion, to make it known to the students who are interested in the study of human studies that at Kala Street we have a Vedic temple, and there's a Vedic temple in Rupert's Wall Street.
Thank you very much. What I apropos of that just say here is that we have your Department of Science of Religion. Then we have a Department of Christian Theology. We have now started a Department of Islamic Studies, which will concentrate more on the theological aspects as we go along. And then if we can find the right guru, we can start a Gurukul, a Department of Hindu studies or Hinduism, and Mr. Chokdai and various other members of the local community here are assisting us to find the right spiritual leader. As far as Hindu studies are concerned, we give a course here in Sanskrit at the university.
Yes, in our books.
I got a copy at the Bhagavad Gita at the last occasion when your representatives were here, which I thought was a very well brought out and a well documented edition. Printing is also very good. So we are trying at this university to slowly to delve down into the infrastructure of education. Because one in the Western society, one has got take cognizance of so many developments in various fields of science that the element of spiritual science certainly has been neglected. I would concede this point immediately.
Yes.
And that is perhaps where this university can also still play a meaningful part. Because here we have representatives of three of the world's greatest religions, Islam, Hinduism, and Christianity. And this should be part of Professor Woodstation's department to try and take the best out of these and formulate for our students and maybe for the rest of South Africa and the world that will listen the essences of the religion that would really satisfy as we go along. And
we say that religion means the law given by God. So, any religion must accept God. Then there is no difference. If the law may be little different according to time, circumstances, but religion means dharma tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Religion means the law given by God. Just like law means the course given by the state. That is law. That's why you are keep to the right or left here. In America it is right. So, somewhere keep to the right and somewhere keep to the left. But because it is given by the state, it is law. Similarly, whatever law is given by God, that is religion. This is our definition of religion.
Please,
will you
take them?
Sir. So. I think very sometimes the end of the class, because I take my mind a possibility. And so this is the dilemma.
Would you have a few transport weeks?
We'd like to show you some of the books and also even
searching for
truth. Yeah.
If it is not doing that, it's no longer science.
No,
I think this is your point.
Yes.
We have neglected the science of the spirit.
Yes.
And this is what we have to rediscover and work at.
Yes. That is it.
And now you now have to go...
sentiment in that.
That's right. Yeah. Sentimentality.
I believe, you believe, well, you may believe something, I may believe something. But everything should be on the scientific basis. That is one. So, unless we understand this point, that I am not this body, I am something else than the body, there is no question of spiritual education.
And it becomes sentimentality.
Sentimental.
Love without honesty, without scientific honesty, love without scientific honesty is sentimentality. Similarly, honesty without caring and love is cruelty.
Thank you very much.